Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you here today. Hope you're doing well, and we thank you for making us a part of your day. This is a place to come to be inspired and to learn about incredible guests that we have that we celebrate here on Close Up Radio, like we're about to do right now with Cheryl Himberg of Key Element Solutions. Cheryl is a certified mindset and leadership coach and the founder of Key Element Solutions, where she empowers women to shatter their glass ceiling and achieve ambitious results. Key Element Solutions is a space for women to be able to explore their goals and visions of success and be supported in developing their own style of leadership. Cheryl is a catalyst for growth and success. She understands the need to continue evolving individually and in business, and she's helped over this incredible approach that she has allowed people to really overcome their barriers, standing in the way of their success. Growing up, she was told if she wanted to be successful, she had to work hard and have a good attitude. Well, she worked hard, and she had a good attitude, but, you know, it didn't bring her what she desired. Cheryl struggled, she said, because she was never taught how to cultivate the right mindset. According to Cheryl, we can never outperform our subconscious beliefs by understanding how we think and how we experience life. Well, it's shaped us and can also reshape the limited beliefs into a beautiful confidence. She wanted to create space for women to be able to move beyond the feeling that the world is against them. She always says that, you know, they have the capability within themselves to make decisions that are empowering. She's very proud of the relationship she's built with herself, the impact that she's having, and the shift and the change to get the opportunity to bring this into the world. It wouldn't be possible without her own journey. She leaned in, and it was uncomfortable, and well, when it was uncomfortable, what she just did is rolled up her sleeves and built herself into the woman that she is today. And boy, are we the lucky ones to have an opportunity to learn more about her incredible journey here on Close Up Radio and how she can help you as well. Her website is keyelement.ca. That's keyelement.ca. The CA, of course, is for Canada. Let's take a moment to welcome our very special guest, live and direct from Canada, Cheryl Himberg of Key Element Solutions, to Close Up Radio for this one-on-one conversation. Cheryl, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be able to connect with you today and share.
I'm glad that you are here because I'm looking forward to this conversation. I think it's one that people will gravitate to because you walk the walk, talk the talk. You've lived the experiences, and you can relate to your clients. Tell us about, I mentioned this journey that you've been on, life's journey that pointed you in the direction of doing this work. Tell us about some of the journeys, some of those aha moments that inspired you to lean into doing this work, what your experiences were maybe before doing it, and if there were any struggles along the way.
Yeah, so I experienced a trauma in my late teens, and it really shifted my internal dialogue, and I didn't realize it at the time. But it took me from a space. I grew up in a home of, you know, my mom and dad, very loving home, you know, really, you know, just a life of privilege. And when I experienced this trauma, it reshaped my thinking of myself, but it drastically reshaped my inner dialogue and the things that I was saying to myself. And it created this real sense of just feeling unworthy. And I think it, because of that, it changed my trajectory. And it was not, it was led me into, you know, you have like unhealthy friendships or relationships. Like it's just the kind of concept of being unhealed and the space that you're in. If you don't feel worthy of something more, you don't reach out for it. And it was actually a conversation with my daughter when she was very young that was the catalyst for my change. I had picked her up from school, and she was 7 years old at the time. I had picked her up from school, and she had started crying because there were kids that were bullying her. And she was so upset. We were back at home, and this perfect little being looked at me and said, "Mama, I hate myself because my ears are broken." So she has hearing loss, and the kids were teasing her and making fun of it. And I say to people, I felt this rage inside, and they're like, "You wanted to go beat up kids?" And I said, "No, it was this rage inside because my daughter was saying to herself at 7 years old the same thing I've been saying to myself for so many years. I hate myself because I'm damaged." And so it was that moment that I made the decision that I would do whatever it took to heal, to fix myself, to, you know, change this voice within me so that my children didn't grow up with that kind of dialogue within themselves. And so that was really the catalyst for me on my journey. And I dismantled my world, my life, myself, and really leaned into the discomfort. And that's where I was first introduced to the concept around mindset and understanding the power of our thoughts and how our thinking is created and how we can, based upon previous programming, we can actually change that to align our thinking with what we truly desire in life.
That's so important, isn't it? It's so important. What a journey, and thanks for sharing that with us on the show. You, out of all of this comes the creation of this wonderful resource, this company called Key Elements Solutions. Yeah. Tell us, what was the inspiration for creating the company, and share with us maybe some of the extraordinary work that you do with your clients?
Yeah, it was, I was done in my corporate career. I just finished at my last corporate gig, which was BlackBerry, and, you know, they're like 24,000 people to 3,000 people. They're through it all. Loved the excitement, the pace, everything about it. And when I was done there, I kind of thought, like, what do I want to be when I grow up? And I really wanted to create a brave space for women to be able to explore their goals, explore their visions of success, and be supported in developing their own styles of leadership or creating their own business, and really understanding and exploring the mindset component of creating what it is that we desire. I say that I'm passionate about building businesses and lifestyles that we're wildly in love with, because that is living. And so through the business, I created programs and, you know, worked with businesses, worked with people one-on-one, and created programs that people could really work through at their own pace to be able to give them the tools, the resources, and the support and the mentorship to be able to enact real change, identify what they want most in life, what's going to light them up, and learn how to be able to take real action towards that without feeling so overwhelmed by all of the change or the steps or the actions that need to be done.
That's fantastic. That is wonderful. Again, all growing out of your passion for what you do and do so well. You know, they say in life sometimes it's very easy to just settle for everything. Don't rock the boat, just stay in that comfort zone. But really, to move forward in one's life and to really enjoy the richness of life, we have to break out, right?
Absolutely. We operate, most of us operate on autopilot, and we're not even aware of it. But if you think back over your day, you get up at the same time, you have the same routine that you do in the morning, right? You let the dog out, start the coffee, brush your teeth. You know, we put our pants on same first leg at the same, you know, every day. And we go through life on autopilot. And that can be great for some things where we don't have to remember to blink and breathe in and exhale and all of these things. But it can also be really damaging, because if our autopilot habits are created based upon what we saw growing up, because we're programmed between birth and age 7. We don't have the capacity to be able to decipher if something is right or wrong, good or bad, if we like it or we don't. And so during that time, everything that we experience, that we see, hear, feel, everything is absorbed in, and that really programs us and programs our autopilot habits of how we're going to take action. So if we're sitting there and, you know, looking at, we want something different, we keep having the same result, that's where we really have to look at what are these autopilot habits. But most of us go through life not even realizing that we are on autopilot and just thinking that we have to settle or accept the status quo of whatever something is. I grew up in a small town, rural, right? And the life that I live now is not what you would see where I was growing up. So it's really expanding and breaking out from that and challenging and seeking out, and that's where the mindset component becomes so important. You know, only 5% of our thinking and actions come from our conscious mind, which is our willpower, which is why when we want to make a change and we just push through with willpower, it doesn't stick. We maybe do for a couple weeks, but then ultimately we revert back to old habits. 95% of our thinking and actions comes from our subconscious mind, and that's our autopilot. That's what we were programmed with. So if we're not digging into that, we're really living our life to somebody else's experiences, not to what we truly desire.
Exactly right. And that... That's not what you want to do. You don't want to live other people's lives. That's just not something that really benefits anybody. It's about taking inventory of one's priorities, right? It requires a shift also in mindset to bring all this to bear.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to really sit down with ourselves and say, what do I want for me? Not what's expected of me. You know, either culturally or from my family or from my friends, what do I want for me? And many of us have stopped dreaming, right? It was something that was celebrated in us as children. We were so creative. You know, you put that cape on and you were that character, right? No one questioned you. And they felt this imagination that you had. And then as we got older, we would hear things like be realistic or get your head out of the clouds or you're just a dreamer. And those things really limit us. Those things are other people's limiting beliefs or fears being projected onto us. And so we really need to dig into what was our experience growing up. Does it align with what we want in the future? And what is our thinking about things? Just questioning. You know, I always use the example of putting a spoon across a pot of water when I'm boiling it. My daughter asked me, she said, why do you do that? I said, I don't know. That's what grandma always did.
Yeah.
Right? I just do it. So it's things like that, just recognizing that so much of what we do is autopilot. We have to dig in and figure out, what do we value? What do we truly want that's going to light us up in life? And then how do we cultivate the right mindset to support us in achieving those things?
That's perfect. Well said, well said. What I love about this is, it's all part of what you're doing under the umbrella of Key Element Solutions. Terrific name, too. Tell us about the creation of the name and what is the key element, or maybe there are several key elements.
I always joke and say I'm the key element because I'm the activator. But Key Element Solutions, the name came to me because I think there are key elements of things that we need to have and do, and then the things that we need to be. And so for me, the key elements are strategy, right? I operate from the 12-week year. I'm a certified 12-week year trainer. And that is the strategy piece on being able to move forward and take action. Another key element is the mindset piece. And so often that's something that's overlooked, right? So attitude is how we choose to interact in the world. That's our 5% conscious mind. But mindset is actually how we perceive the world around us. And when we reshape our mindset, and that's our 95% subconscious, when we reshape that, that's where we actually can change our life and our experience. And then it's the mentorship piece. So when you have mindset, strategy, and mentorship to get you there, those are the key elements to be able to create a life beyond our wildest dreams. If you can dream it, you can achieve it.
Yes, that's so very, very true. And that's a beautiful thing to realize, have those dreams and work towards those dreams. How were you introduced to the training courses as well to become a leadership coach and mindset practitioner yourself?
The leadership piece, I think, has just always been within me. My mom will talk about how I was so young, and I remember just always encouraging people and seeing the greatness within them and wanting to create opportunities for them to succeed and be able to shine. And so throughout my corporate career, it was very natural to really engage more and more and more into that leadership piece and development of others. The mindset piece of it, that was a really key element in my healing journey. So I'm a master NLP practitioner, so neuro-linguistic programming. And that's where we really are able to understand, what is our thinking pattern? Is it supporting us in what we desire in the future or not? Because our thinking is either moving us towards or away from what we desire. And how do we reshape that? So as I was able to heal on my journey and really experience within myself the transformation from someone who just didn't believe I was deserving or worthy of anything good to the woman that I am now, it was something that I spent a lot of years really just diving into and learning and understanding more about, to be able to bring that to my clients, to be able to bring that to really anyone in any conversation that I have. I want them to leave feeling expanded. And just even through my corporate career, it's recognizing that whether it was asking for a raise and if we have mindset challenges around money or being the only woman in the room, it was understanding how I was able to really transform those limiting thoughts, limiting beliefs, into thinking and patterns that were truly empowering me, and that empowered people around me as well. So it's such an integral part of just who I am, core as a person, and a foundational piece of my business.
That's amazing. That is absolutely wonderful. Again, I love the fact that this is coming from such an authentic place for you, which adds to that relatability again for you and the clients. Are there some, I'm sure you have many, that truly stand out, but are there one or two that stand out, maybe a client who that you've worked with that really was able to go from point A to, you know, point B in their lives with your guidance, being a facilitator and a conduit as you are, and one that you're very proud of you might want to share?
Yeah, there was a woman, a business owner, single mom, and which I could relate to as well. I was a single mom, raised my two kids. And it was right at the start of the pandemic when we started working together, and she came in so frustrated, so disillusioned with her business, almost ready to just pack it all in, but frustrated because she had taken so much time to build this, but it wasn't working for her. And so we started to look at the strategy pieces. Where did she want to be? And through that working, obviously the mindset pieces come up. And I know that there's always underlying mindset pieces. And so we were able to really start to get to the root of what was challenging for her and to really create her as the CEO of her business. And she couldn't see it. And we'd have conversations about it. And I'd say, well, you'll be at this state where you're not even having these conversations directly. You have leadership teams in between you, and it will happen based on what she wanted. Again, it was to align with the lifestyle that she wanted to live and for her to be in her zone of genius, which is where we feel lit up and inspired. And working through the pandemic together and all of those shifts, the constant change, the uncertainty, and all the mindset challenges that brings along with it, just as an individual, let alone as a business owner, she's at a place now where she truly is the CEO of the business, highly profitable. She's opened another line within her company. She is absolutely changing an industry based on her being able to move past those blocks, be able to really identify what it is that she wants, and then having the strategy and the support and moving through and creating that and being able to move through any of the blocks and challenges that came up along the way. And she's actually looking at branching into consulting of her own now as well. So having three separate lines of business, so that diversification of income in an industry that she's passionate about, that she's highly capable in, and now she's able to go and help other individuals create, you know, the same level of success as it's defined by them within their businesses in that industry. So that's the ripple out for me. The work that I do is so much deeper than me. It's the ripple out that those individuals have when they're out in their everyday, right? That's my legacy. It's the shift that happens through them.
That's a big thing when that shift happens, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing when you see that happen.
It's life-changing. It changes communities. That's the transformation.
Yes, which is a beautiful thing. You know, oftentimes, if you're willing to move through anxiety and the fear, there's always something better on the other side, right? I mean, discomfort, fear, anxiety, it could be also clues that there's something wonderful about to happen, and you're going to grow and you're going to elevate.
Absolutely. So I say that fear is just false evidence appearing real. Now, if there's a bear in front of you, that's fear, that's true fight or flight. But for most things in our life, fear is false evidence appearing real. We experience emotions, and I never say, I am angry. I used to say it in the past, or I am anxious. Powerful, we can say to ourselves, come after the two words, I am. And so I am not actually those things. I'm feeling and experiencing an emotion or a nervous system reaction. So that emotion, it only lasts 90 seconds. We can allow it to flow and go. It only lasts 90 seconds with us. Anything beyond that means we are holding it and carrying it and giving it weight. So being able to recognize and say, I feel anxious right now. I wonder why. Having some curiosity about it, and it's almost like this, let it go and be able to move forward. Because we've been conditioned to avoid discomfort. We've been told that it's a bad thing, and we're celebrated for comfort. We're told, get a comfortable job, right? So you can have a comfortable life. Buy a comfortable home. Make sure you're comfortable with your decisions. When in actuality, we never grow in that space of just comfort. That's just status quo. And so discomfort for me is not a negative thing. It's one of the most exciting emotions that I can experience, because it means that I'm leading forward to something greater. I'm going to learn something new, try something new. I embrace failure. It's only information, and it's the best information we will get. So for me, really leaning into that discomfort is exciting, because I know that I'm actually moving forward on my goals. And my goals are huge. My goals are massive. And it's in that space of discomfort that I'm actually achieving and living and experiencing. So to me, it's actually a really exciting emotion.
I can only imagine. It's such a great conversation. I hope we can chat some more because we're running out of time. But maybe really quickly, I think we've got maybe a minute and a half left, if that. Maybe you can slip in real fast the CEO Accelerator and CEO Mastermind.
Yeah, so the CEO Mastermind, it's a really exciting container for women who own businesses. This is the space where it's that swarm mentality. We are a community and we're moving together. It doesn't matter if we're not all on the same stage, but this is where the open, vulnerable conversations about what is truly happening, where they're had. And there's also obviously my resources on strategy, on mindset, but it's having that ability to have the support and have that community around us to be able to move forward and, you know, be celebrated, supported when we need to, and support others when they require it. So it's a really, really powerful and exciting space. And actually, the accelerator, I'd love to just share about the Next Level You Immersion, because I think that is probably one of the most important things I've ever put out into the world. And it's an individual program for people who want to say, I want something more different, but I don't even know where to start at this mindset. So the Next Level You Immersion is the roadmap. It is the roadmap, the processes and the tools that I've used in my transformation and continue to use, and people get to do that at their own pace while still having the support. And I think given everything we've gone through, especially in the last 3 years, having access to those resources in a way that you can keep coming back to it and truly understand is just so powerful.
KeyElement.ca is the website, everybody. Our special guest, Cheryl Himberg of Key Element Solutions. Cheryl, it went by in a New York minute, real fast. I hope we get a chance to welcome you back, explore some more, dig a little deeper, hear some more success stories. I think it's extraordinary and very important work that you're doing. And thanks for sharing key elements of it with us here on the show today. It was a pleasure.
I look forward to our next conversation.
You have a wonderful rest of your day. Keep up the extraordinary work, and we will definitely chat again soon. Again, Cheryl Himberg, she spells her name H-I-M-B-U-R-G, if you're Googling it, or you can go right to the website, key, that's K-E-Y, and then the word element.ca. Make sure you put the .ca in there. For all of us at Close Up Radio, this is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, I'll be back in less than 30 minutes, actually, with another amazing guest to celebrate. Just to let you know, this entire episode is archived, and you can hear it again as well. So enjoy and share it with folks you think might really benefit from this conversation. For the Close Up team, I'm Jim Masters, Close Up Television and Radio. Thanks for being with us, and have a terrific day.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.